For more on the Greek elections, I'm joined by veteran diplomat and former U.S. ambassador to Greece, Nicholas Byrne. So tell me, why is this election so significant?
It's a momentous election, I think, very significant, Hari, for the future of Greece, but also perhaps for the future of the European Union. The Greeks themselves, some of the commentators are saying, this may be as important as two other big events in modern Greece history, the civil war in the 1940s, the military dictatorship and return to democracy in the 1970s, because it may be a big point of departure. If Syriza, the left-wing party, wins this election, if it governs alone or governs in a coalition, it is very likely going to challenge the compact between the Greek people and the European Union, these hundreds of billions of dollars in loans to the Greeks. Will the Greek government under new leadership play by the rules, meet the commitments, and pay off those loans, or will they effectively challenge the European Union to renegotiate them? It'll be a showdown of sorts between a leftist Greek government and the German-led EU.
All right, so if Syriza wins and if they say, you know what, we want to renegotiate, is there a possibility that Greece could get kicked out of the EU or that they could opt out? Which, I mean, that would set a precedent in itself, wouldn't it?
It would, and it would be consequential for perhaps for how financial markets see the stability of the Eurozone. The German government, and Germany, of course, is the key country now in the European Union, has been saying over the last couple of weeks that it's not going to tolerate a reconsideration or renegotiation of these loans, that it expects any future Greek government to pay off the loans and meet its commitments. So I think you're going to see a struggle between a new, very young leader, Tsipras of Syriza, and the German government and its finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble. The Germans may believe now that they can weather the eventual exit of Greece from the Eurozone and not have instability in financial markets. They clearly didn't believe that a couple of years ago. But I think that's one of the possibilities that could emerge from this.